Discovering stories of people living out their beliefs in our culture, communities, and the public square. And finding courage, determination, and hope. Welcome to Faith Radio's On the Road. Now, here's Ryan Thomas.
Leave me in rags and ruins, and I'll praise you through it. Clothe me in glory and riches, I'll praise you just the same. All that I have, all I've been given, all my life's ambition is to worship, is to honor, is to bring you praise. I'm going to lift you higher. That is the extraordinary anthem at the heart of the new single, Higher, from the band Unspoken, the guys behind mega hits like Start a Fire. And today, we'll discover the heart behind those striking words and the message of the new album, Follow Through, releasing later this month on August the 26th. We welcome Unspoken's lead singer on the road today, Mr. Chad Madsen. Chad, how are you today? Thanks for being here, sir.
Hey, you're welcome. Thank you. I appreciate it. It's great to be here. I love Minneapolis and all those wonderful areas. The Midwest is a beautiful place, so I feel right at home whenever I'm in town. It's wonderful.
Well, in the midst of what I'm certain is the craziness of the weeks leading up to an album release, I've noted that you guys are still actively traveling around the country, and I believe you are actually on the shore of the ocean at this very moment, right?
I am. I'm in the beautiful New Jersey shore. Now, some people, if you're driving through on 95, they would consider New Jersey to be the armpit state, the armpit of America. But and in that scenario, it would be an accurate statement. However, here on the Jersey Shore, it's got beautiful people and beautiful views, so we love it.
Two images of your travels recently stuck out to me on your Facebook page. One was a post about forgotten luggage in the Nashville airport, and the other was a snap of you guys eating what appeared to be some truly delightful pie. Can you paint the picture of what road life is really like? Is it what we imagine in terms of glamour and luxury?
Absolutely not. it is not. But, you know, the cool thing is that over the years, people have come up, and especially to our lives, said, oh, my goodness, I couldn't do what you do. And we say, you're right, you couldn't, because God hasn't given you the grace to do it. And You've got that wonderful verse in the Bible that says that his grace is sufficient, which means he provides us the grace to get through the things that we're going through. And so, you know, it's not all glamour and glitz for sure, but God has given us the grace to weather, you know, a decade in a 15-passenger van with, you know, eight men that don't smell great all the time and all of that. But there's some wonderful things about it, people and food. And travel is a great thing, but obviously if you've ever traveled, it's exhausting as well. So, you know, it's just what you think it should be if you add in a lot more sleepless nights and uncomfortable positions.
In terms of the picture of the pie, have you discovered in your travels the best pie in America? Is there a pie that instantly comes to your mind when I ask that?
You know, a lot of the best pie that we have is someone's grandma that cooks it for us at a show. So that could be in any state. But I will say that I did find the best place to eat lunch at a gas station and eat breakfast at a gas station. And that would be breakfast would be Texas and lunch would be Pennsylvania. So we found some good gas stations to stop at on the road and have meals, but it's, as far as pie goes, if your grandma is anything like my grandmother, then we want her pie.
Learning some very important things so far as we talk with Chad Madsen, lead singer of Unspoken. Their new album, Follow Through, releases August the 26th. And we started the chat with those lyrics from Higher, Chad, and they are so, so powerful. Why is that really countercultural message one that you wanted to bring to a song?
Well, I think it's because every believer, you know, goes through all of these different seasons. You know, there's highs, there's lows, and there's an incredible devotional called My Utmost for His Highest by Oswald Chambers that my father gave me a bunch of years ago. And it talks about, you know, life not being about the mountaintops. A lot of us want to go experience mountaintops and incredible, you know, parts of our journey. And it's definitely a part of it. But if you've ever climbed a mountain, now I'm from Acadia National Park area in Bar Harbor, Maine. And, you know, you don't really stay when you're hiking. You know, you've got a lot of work getting up to the top of the mountain. You get up to the top of the mountain, you enjoy it. But then you start the trek back down. And so life is all about the ups to the mountaintops and the valleys down. It's about the journey. And, you know, so many of us, you know, are going through different seasons. You know, we're in different seasons of life.
Yeah.
And so, you know, I think the big thing is that, you know, Jason Gray, who's our label mate and dear friend, he says that artists tend to write the songs they need to hear themselves. And so after 13 years of ministry, we kicked off our record and our first single and the first track on a record with this call to, you know what, lift him higher, not based on our situation, not based on our feelings, but based on the worthiness and the love and incredible mercy and grace that God has poured out in our lives. And, you know, I just was watching a Christian movie the other day with my family, and I was just reminded what a benefit we have as believers to be able to come to God, who has the authority and the power to change our situation and to help us through. And you know what? This is why we do what we do, so that we can tell people about the benefits that there are by knowing who Jesus Christ is. And Psalm 103 says, "Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not his benefits. He fills my life with good things." And so regardless of what we're going through, 1 Thessalonians 5:18 says, it's God's will for us to give praise in all circumstances. And so, you know, we need to hear that. We need to be reminded. And we know that, you know, human beings are so closely related to what they're going through. It may look a little different, but if we need to hear it, someone else needs to hear it too.
You know, an incredible part of your story is that over a decade ago, you were battling substance abuse, Chad. And paint the picture for us of where you were at and how God was able to reach into your life and deliver you from that place.
Well, first of all, I can say that I grew up in church. And so parents and loved ones of people who are struggling with addiction or they're just lost, continue to pray for them, continue to lift them up, continue to believe God. We have such a wonderful tool, which is the Bible, which gives life and reminds us that God's not through with us yet. You know, the Philippians 1:6 talks about God who starts a work, he finishes a work. And some of us, we get derailed and lost along the way, but God hasn't forgotten about us. God hasn't finished his work until the day of completion when Jesus comes back or we go home to meet him. And so just trust the Lord that he is doing his work. And that's really my story, is that my parents prayed for me. They never gave up on me. The Lord never gave up on me. And at some point in my addiction, I just got so tired of having no peace and so tired of being trapped that I called out to God with just a simple prayer, which was help. And every day from that moment on, I started to read the Bible and pray. And for the first time in my life, really, I had known all about Jesus, went to church services, went to youth group, youth retreats and stuff. But for the first time in my life at 23, as I was struggling and battling with addiction and my life was dark, I started to hang out with Jesus and just read the word and pray. And my life changed around forever, and it continues to change around. And, you know, I am a firm believer that there's many benefits in the church culture today, but nothing can replace knowing him. And to know him is to love him. To love him is to give us the power to obey, and to obey him is to live life to the fullest. And that is the message, and that is my story.
Man, powerful words from Chad Mattson, lead singer of Unspoken. Their new album, Follow Through, it releases later this month on August the 26th. And as painful as I'm sure that time of addiction was for you, it's also given you this avenue to speak into people's lives at your shows and one-on-one that you may never have had otherwise. I mean, is that fair to say?
It's fair to say. You know, I mean, I think music is a universal language, and when it's anointed by God, it is a powerful tool. And it's just something that opens doors and conversations and people's hearts. And so, you know, when you've got the Word of God and you've got God's anointing on it, the Lord just uses it in our culture in such an incredible way. And obviously, with what Christian radio is able to do, what y'all are doing, you know, it's giving people the opportunity to hear the gospel, you know, 24 hours a day. And so, you know, it has been an incredible journey. It's been an incredible tool, and we've seen God use it. And, you know, I'm just grateful for what I've gone through. I've got kids now. I don't want to see them go through things. But at the same time, you know, whatever it takes to fall in love with Jesus, whatever it takes to get people to realize their need for him, you know, is a benefit. And so, you know, yeah. For me, I don't regret. I don't wish I'd, you know, done things differently. I take them as they go. And Romans 8, you know, God works all things together for good for those who love him and are called according to his purpose. And so there's many of you out there right now that are called according to his purpose. And God is using these different seasons to show us our need for him and to enable us to come and bring our lives before him. Because he's a good God, you know, sometimes these things don't feel good, but the Lord's using it for our benefit. And so just continue to have faith and persevere. And one of the favorite verses that I have is James. And James 1 talks about the testing of our faith develops perseverance. And perseverance, it says, must finish its work for us to become like Jesus. And if you're a believer, your goal is to be like Jesus. And so perseverance and trials and tribulations, all of these things are part of that process. But God is with us, giving us peace and helping us through.
Amen, brother. Amen. And I have to... It occurs to me as I'm listening to you, I mean, obviously the musical thing is working really, really well for you, but have you ever considered pastoring? You can really deploy these Bible passages very impressively.
Well, you know, I don't know about that. You know, I'm just taking one day at a time, but I will say that the music was always a tool. And, you know, I met the guy I started the band with down in the Dominican Republic where I got sober and I started hanging out with the Lord. I went on a self-made missions trip and I just started hanging out with God, serving people. And while I was there, I met Mike Gomez, who I started the group with. And then I brought him back to Maine with me sort of as a joke, right? A real life souvenir that I brought home. And so the passion was to preach the gospel and to share with people the transformation and the peace and the hope and purpose that comes through knowing who Jesus Christ is and the forgiveness. And music has always been the tool, the avenue, but the purpose has always been the message.
Yeah.
And, you know, so we'll see what the Lord plans, but we're excited about this new record and excited about, you know, the stations and the people that are out there supporting our music and buying it. And, it means something to us, and we know that it's going to mean something to you.
That's the voice of Chad Mattson, the lead singer of Unspoken, and the new album is called Follow Through, releasing on August the 26th. You've mentioned that the new record has given you the chance to do something you haven't really done before, in that so many of your earlier songs were born out of this place of uncertainty and struggle that you were undergoing at the time. You talk about traveling the country in a beat-up Cadillac and actually living below the poverty line, as you've said, but these new pieces are what you described as gratitude-driven. Can you reflect some more on that transformation?
Well, I think, you know, I mean, living a decade in poverty, you know, and again, it didn't feel like it, but we never felt like we were necessarily in poverty, but I mean, that was the absolute truth. I think we made $1,000 a month for, you know, 11 years. And so we had to figure out other ways to make money and figure out other ways to make stuff happen. But, you know, this last record really helped us focus on the things that we were passionate about, which was ministry and our families. And so we're down to one job and, you know, we're not filthy rich by any means, but we're making a living and we're grateful for it. And so I feel like, you know, this season has just, you know, been a season where my wife and I will just hug in our kitchen once a week and just thank the Lord that I've got one job and I've got the time to be with my family, because there was so much anxiety and different stuff going on in my life, just worrying about what are my kids going to be like? I'm not home, and, you know, it's a struggle to buy diapers, and I'm out on the road, and, yeah. You know, there's a lot of things like that. But, again, you know, all these life lessons and things we've been through test our faith and make us stronger and help us rely on the Lord more. So, I mean, I feel like this record still has that struggle and all of that, because that's part of life. The struggles, I'm not a drug addict anymore, but man, I want to be a better father and more patient, kind. And, you know, I mean, there's just, you know, it always changes. You know, there's always a season of struggle, but there's also been a lot of victory. And so, you know, for those people out there who are in that season of struggle where it doesn't seem like there's any victory in sight, the Lord is working and the Lord is moving, and we don't see it, but by faith we believe that he's going to pull us through and change things around. And so this was really a record about wonder, about faith, to dream big, you know, again, tied in with the continual struggles of life. But you know what? That's what makes us so longing for heaven and longing for the time where we just live in complete peace and satisfaction in God's presence. So, you know, I just think it's a different record. It's a lot of fun. I mean, there's a lot of fun songs on here that are meaningful. But, you know, there's a lot of songs there that I think all of us are going to be able to relate to because we're just living life together.
You know, after everything that you've been through, can you describe the feelings that you encounter when somebody comes up to you after a show and says to you, your songs have reshaped my life and they've helped to bring me closer to God? What does that feel like, Chad?
Well, first of all, I mean, we wouldn't be able to do it at the level that we do it without radio. So it makes me grateful that Christian radio is in our culture and we have the freedom of speech and we're able to reach people here on the airwaves, and to be a part of that is incredible. And, you know, God's the one that does it. You know, the Bible says, use whatever gift we've been given to serve others. And so here we're taking our gift and we're trying to be faithful and work hard. But the Lord's the one that brings the harvest. And, you know, it's humbling. I mean, it's emotional at times for sure. I mean, you've got grown men coming and talking about how Christian radio and music has saved their marriage. And, you know, we've had stories about, you know, autistic kids that haven't spoken words, yet they're singing the songs to our lyrics. You know, you've got people who have, you know, come out of recovery because of concerts or shows or songs that we've had. You know, but obviously, you know what, we can't take credit. Every good gift comes from God. Mm-hmm. And I don't pretend to take any credit, because I know me, and and I don't deserve anything, and I'm nothing without the Lord. And so, yeah, as God puts his hand on it, you know, we take all the praise and all the thanks and everything that we get, like my friend has told us back in the day 10 years ago, and we just after each show and after each testimony, we just lift them up and raise them to God and give them back to him, because they're his, you know?
Yeah. You guys have shared quite a bit about this call to being faithful with the ministry that God has given you and continuing that calling. Can you just express a bit about how that passion continues to drive you into the future?
You know, it's tough to be faithful where you're at. It's tough to be content. You know, you've got that context of Philippians 4:13, which is, I can do all things through Christ who gives me strength. And really, if you read that verse in and of itself, it really talks about Paul saying, I've been well fed, I've been hungry, I've had provisions, I've had nothing, and I've learned to be content in all circumstances because I can do all things through Christ. And so, you know, it's just trying to rely on the Lord. It's trying to find contentment. You know, we live in a culture, it's hard to be content where you're at.
Yeah.
So for us, you know, this season there's been a little bit of wonder that's come back to us here on this new record, to dream big and ask God. God's a good father that gives good gifts. And, you know, there's tons of scriptures I could bring up about this whole thing, but I'm a father now, and I want to give my son good things even when he doesn't deserve them. And if I'm a worldly, earthly man, then how much more is God, you know, giving us his Holy Spirit and giving us good gifts? And so it's finding the balance to trust God and believe God and ask God for good gifts, and at the same time be content in whatever situation that we are, and to accept our lot in life, which Solomon says in Ecclesiastes. And so, you know, it's just driving forward in regards to, you know, seeing God's hand. Obviously, it's a lot easier to push forward when things are going well. But at the same time, as followers of Christ, and we often have reminded ourselves of this over the years, that, you know, maybe our parents were the only ones that showed up to the show, or maybe, you know, we were supposed to have this kind of production and sound system, and there's next to nothing. And, you know, there's disappointments and annoyances and things that happen, but ultimately, you know, we're here to serve the Lord, whatever that looks like, whether, you know, a lot of people with great production and radio and album sales and all that, or if it's nothing, you know, if it's 12 people in a coffee shop, obviously one's more fun than the other. But we're not in it for the fun. We're in it to serve the Lord and to be faithful. And again, you know, to people who are out there right now, and it, you know, all of us have a ministry. All of us have avenues to use our gifts and to be God's light. It's just a constant encouragement as we stay close to Jesus and as we make God the primary concern. This is Matthew 6. Everything else seems to fall into place, and we seem to be able to weather what God's called us to and the season that we're in. And so, again, just pushing people to be faithful. And the whole title of our new record, which is Follow Through, is just about finishing strong. So many of us start strong, and life happens, and disappointments happen, and things don't go the way that we wanted them to. But this is just a call for us personally, and then for the church, to get back to the love that we had, where Jesus was enough, just to know him, just to love him. And as we do that, you know, we finish strong. But the tendency is to kind of die off, and we don't finish as strong as we started. We start on this high level, and life happens, and we kind of just eke our way through at times. And so for us, it was we were trying to inspire ourselves to finish stronger than we started, and to inspire the church to do the same.
Wow. Well, what an opportunity to hear the hearts and the real faith behind the music of Unspoken today, as we've talked with Chad Mattson, the lead singer of the band whose newest release, Follow Through, is coming out on August the 26th, just days away. And Chad, as we say farewell, maybe just share with people, I think they can pre-order the album right now. Isn't that correct?
I think they can. I'm not always involved in all these details on this side, but yeah, you can go to iTunes, you can pre-order it, Amazon, you can pre-order it. I know if you pre-order it before the 26th, you get 4 songs instantly, and then as soon as the 26th comes, the rest of the songs will automatically be downloaded to your device or whatever.
Perfect.
But, you know, I end with just, it's easy to say all these things. And so we're right in the thick of it, along with everybody else, of knowing the truth. And that's why we need the Bible, because we need the Bible to empower us and transform us and remind us to keep fighting the good fight and keep after it. But we're just normal guys struggling through at times, and we need each other. You know, we need the church, which is the body of Christ, which is just individuals. We need that relationship, that encouragement. Stay connected to the body of Christ. Stay connected to the Word of God. And I know that the Lord's going to give you the strength to get through.
Man, thank you so much for your time today, Chad. Thanks for your heart and for being real with us today. We've really appreciated having you here, sir.
Hey, we appreciate it. Again, I can't say it enough, being part of what you guys are doing. It's an incredible tool, Christian radio, and man, it's making a difference in people's lives. And obviously, if you've got the ability to call in and give and support what Christian radio is doing, I can tell you firsthand, you know, hundreds of stories of how God is changing lives through Christian music and Christian radio. And so, you know what? We all have different gifts. We all have different talents and different tools. And use those to glorify God. One of the ways is to call in and support the station and support what God's doing. And one of the ways is you can go online and buy our record and come to our shows. But either way, we appreciate it. And we love y'all. And we'll see you up there soon, hopefully.
Well, it's to say the obvious, it's a mutual admiration society. Chad Mattson has been with us. Unspoken's lead singer. Once again, the album releases August 26th. Thanks once again, brother.
Thank you.
Thanks for sharing in the story of this latest episode of Faith Radio's On the Road. For more on today's conversation and the full podcast archive of all our episodes, look for On the Road when you visit myfaithradio.com.